Okay, welcome in everybody. So this tonight we begin another double set of double parshas, Achimos Kedoshim, each of which is incredibly packed and dense with all sorts of a whole array of mitzvahs. I actually want to spend the next couple minutes looking at a thread that I think connects the two in an interesting way. It connects the opening of Achimos with the center of Parshas Kedoshim. Opening topic of Achrimos, of course, is Avodas Yom Kippurim. It's an area of Kedoshim which is unique in many ways. Avodas Yom Kippurim is one of the few times that we need the Kohen Gadol specifically. It's one of the few times that the Kohen Gadol is unique and singular. And of course, the whole idea of going into Kodesh HaKadoshim. Torah tells us, Chazal expanded this only in Yom Kippur, only with the Kohen Gadol, and only in the context of all the different steps and stages of the Avodas Yom Kippur. So the opening Rashi sort of seizes upon the way in which the Torah introduces this, which of course becomes the name, Achrimos. That here we get a rare byline. We don't just hear Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemar, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. Here we hear Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Acharei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon, Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. The context, the byline, the timing of Hashem telling Moshe to tell Aaron all about Avodas Yom Kippurim, it was following on the heels of the events mentioned in Parashat Shemini, the tragic death of Nadav Avihu. Why are we getting this byline here? So Rashi comments, Matamud Lomar, opening Rashi in Achrimos, how you Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Moshlo Mashal. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave a Mashal. Imagine two scenarios in both of which the doctor is giving medical advice to a patient. The sick patient, so patient number one, he tells him, here are your instructions. Al Tol Chatzonen, Al Tishkev Betachav. You have to make sure not to eat. Avoid the cold, avoid the damp places. It's patient number one. Patient number two gets the same instructions plus. You better keep these instructions, keep these guidelines, so you don't end up the way that other patient ended up. So Rashi says, well, obviously, in the second scenario, where you explain what the costs are. You don't want to, if you don't follow these instructions, you may have the same outcome that he did. Zez zero zo yosem in Arishon, Rashi says. Obviously, it's going to be much more effective. Well, you're going to have greater compliance, when there's an explanation of here's what can happen otherwise. So Rashi says, Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron. Kadosh Baruch wants to make sure that Aaron, HaKohen, understands the gravity of these instructions. You're going to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, but it has to be with all the pieces, all the moving parts that are described in the Avodas Yom Kippurim of Achrimos. You can't start being Mishani. You can't start changing it up. It's an opening Rashi. Interesting, a little striking way to open Avodas Yom Kippurim, which was such a glorious day. And specifically, the fact that we need to hear this. So Aaron HaKohen had to hear this. But why is this the introduction to Avodas Yom Kippurim for all of Klal Yisrael? It's a very negative note. It's almost macabre. And what are we supposed to take from it if we're not Kohanim Gedolim? Where's the takeaway for all of us? So I was thinking there may be a much broader takeaway and a much more positive takeaway than what meets the eye at first. And for that, let's turn our attention to, as I said before, from the beginning of Achrimos to the middle of Parshas Kedoshim. Parshas Kedoshim is such a remarkable array of mitzvahs. In very few psukim, over the course of 64 psukim, you have an average of well over one mitzvah per pasuk. It's so dense with mitzvahs and it's such a diversity of mitzvahs. But there are pockets that are dedicated to particular topics. So the beginning of the Aliyah of Sheni of Kedoshim, you have a string of mitzvahs b'nam l'chaveiro, and among them is a mitzvah, sometimes a difficult mitzvah to keep. Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hochech Tochiach Es Am Yisecha V'lo Sisa Alav Chet, the mitzvah of Tochacha. The mitzvah of Tochacha, a Jew is doing the wrong thing. So what we usually translate this as rebuke. I need to call. We understand it as, you know, someone's doing the wrong thing. I need to call him on it. A fascinating comment from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. I came across this in his parish on Pirkei Avos in the sixth parak. One of the 48 Kinyanei Torah is Oivez HaTochachos, for a Jew to love receiving, not giving, receiving Tochacha. That's a key piece in terms of my growth as a Talmid Chacham. So Yaakov makes the observation that we often think of, you know, the mitzvah of Tochacha, Hochech Tochiach Es Am Yisecha, that we're supposed to be God's guardians. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people mitzvahs, and some people aren't keeping mitzvahs, so we have to be out there being a Ribbono Shel Olam's policeman. And a lot of people often think of it that way. And either that misunderstanding could lead to one of two negative outcomes. Either people get very excited about being self-righteous and telling everyone else, you know, being that policeman, or Jews don't, it's uncomfortable to do that, and I'm just going to shy away from Tochacha, you know, entirely. Either I won't give Tochacha, or I'll give Tochacha with an edge. And that edge is wrong, Yaakov points out, because again, as we said just a moment ago, the context of Tochacha and Chumash is Mitzvah Shben Adam L'Chaveiro. Were it to be the case that the notion of the concept of Tochacha is to be Ribbono Shel Olam's policeman, that's a Mitzvah Shalom L'Makom. I have to protect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to be out there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making sure all the mitzvahs are being kept. Be'am l'makom. Why is it here? But, you know, right next to Osisna Sachicha Bil Vavecha, and Lashon Hara, and so on and so forth. V'hafta Re'echa Kamocha, Nekama. It's clearly in the context, in the thick of the mitzvah Shem L'chaveru. And he points out also, Rashi comments, here Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud Zayin, Kosum Chazav, that the Torah says, Chazal make the comment, make sure to give Tochacha, but avoid embarrassing someone. So he asks a question, a cute question. He says, why not say Aseh Docha Lo Saseh? Why not say the mitzvah of Tochacha should override the law of Halbanas Panim? Okay, there may be many answers to that question. But he goes on to say, you know, in the dinim of Tochacha, Chazal comment that it's the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tezayin, that Tochacha doesn't apply if it's to the extent that the fellow's going to curse me. And he says, mitzvah of tefillin? Is that the case with mitzvah of tefillin? I'm in an airport, an unfamiliar locale, and I'm going to put on tefillin. If someone's going to curse me, if I'm worried someone's going to curse me, if I'm in danger, of course, tefillin is not doche pekuch nefesh. But if it's just going to be uncomfortable, someone's going to curse me if I put on tefillin. So is that cause to not put on tefillin? Absolutely not. Obviously, I want to finesse the situation as much as possible. Obviously, to try to structure myself and, you know, pick the right timing to avoid that type of friction. But when push comes to shove, The fact that I will be cursed is not in itself a patur for the mitzvah of tefillin. So how do we understand the fact that Tochacha is different in that way? So Yaakov suggests all of these three data points. The fact that Tochacha doesn't apply if the fellow is going to respond by with that type of bizayin, the cursing back. Tochacha doesn't apply if it's going to embarrass the recipient of the Tochacha. And Tochacha, the Torah presents clearly in Parshas Kedoshim within the context of Mitzvah Shebirah L'Chaveiro. What that speaks to is that this isn't about being the Ribbono Shel Olam's policeman. The mitzvah of tochacha is to seek out someone else's best interest. The mitzvah of tochacha comes from a place of friendship. I wanna make sure you don't get yourself into a bad situation. If I saw someone about to make a terrible investment, unfortunately, in a more extreme example, scams are fortunately on the rise. Con men are definitely taking advantage of the corona crisis and corona panic. You know, so a friend is telling me, I'm sitting with a friend and he picks up the phone and it's a scam call. And my friend isn't attuned to that. And he's about to give his, you know, he's about to press one and start to give his social security number. So I grab the phone. I don't let him continue. So that's an act of chesed. That's an act of friendship. I realize he's about to make a terrible mistake. He doesn't realize that it's a scam. He doesn't realize that by responding, he's about to make a terrible mistake and open himself up to tens of thousands of dollars of losses. So I knock the phone out of his hand to make sure he doesn't, if need be, to make sure he doesn't hurt himself in that way. That's an act of friendship. Again, you know, if I can just say something, I don't have to knock the phone out of his hand, I wouldn't go that route. But if the only way to stop him in time is, you know, knocking the phone out of his hand, that's what I'll do. Because I care about him. Not because I'm trying to be self-righteous. Mitzvah tochacha is a mitzvah shalom l'chaveiro. Tochacha doesn't, it's meant to be come entirely from a place of friendship, from a place of caring about the person. That's why if it's only going to elicit, you know, a curse in response, well, then I'm not fulfilling anything b'shalom l'chaveiro. And if it's going to result in habanas panim to the recipient, there isn't necessarily net gain, sufficient net gain to warrant that mitzvah shalom l'chaveiro. I'm helping him, but I'm hurting him at the same time. Torah says that's not the mitzvah of tochacha that the Torah specified. It's not if I'm both helping him and hurting him. And if he's going to respond, you know, with violence or with verbal violence, so then the mitzvah doesn't apply. And it could be that's what's being captured by this opening Rashi in Parshas Acharmos as well. You know, there are Tayag mitzvahs in the Torah. There's a small subset of mitzvahs where I don't only fulfill the mitzvah because Hashem said do this. There's a small subset of mitzvahs where I also fulfill the mitzvah, not only because we were commanded by Ribbono Shel Olam to do it, but because he himself modeled that. There is a mitzvah of halachta bedrachav. Torah tells us many times, probably seven times over the course of Chumash Devarim, that we're meant to follow in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way. And Chazal comment in several places doesn't mean, you know, to take the highway that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses or to take the trail that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses. It's a metaphor. Halachta bedrachav, alechas b'chol drachav means to conduct ourselves in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as conducting himself, to follow the divine model. To imitate in some human way, to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the course of Tanakh, is described in various human ways so that we understand what would be the human equivalent. What could we do to imitate Ribbono Shel Olam? Mostly it's mitzvahs of midos, and that's how the Rambam understands it. That the Tikkun HaMidos is not only a nice idea, it's a mitzvah daraisa of halachta bedrachav. To work towards the divine model of a balanced personality. Balance the way we handle anger, and balance the way we handle frustration, balance the way we handle wealth, and so on and so forth. But it's not the only mitzvah, which is, midos is not the only area of halachta bedrachav. There are a handful of other mitzvahs which are also described as being, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu described as doing that activity. One example is Shabbos, another example is tefillin, right? The Torah says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested Bashvi, and that's why we do. Rashi comments in Kisisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't rest the way we rest. He wasn't physically exhausted. He wasn't working hard in a physical way to make the universe. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes himself as Shavas Vayinafash, so that when we are Shoves on Shabbos, it's not only Hashem said keep Shabbos, it's the element of Halachta Bedrachav. We're being Shoves, we're copying the divine model. Tefillin is another example. Gemara and Brachas, those who have been learning Daf Yomi, a mysterious Gemara began with Zachas Brachas, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing tefillin. part of what that Gemara is capturing is when we wear tefillin, we're imitating the divine model. The Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, whatever that means in divine terms, Kadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin speaks of the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. And our tefillin speak of the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In other words, to express that relationship in this very physically, to take these ideas and tie them to our bodies, it's not only a tzivui, but there's a v'halach t'bedracha. We're imitating the divine model. So Shabbos, so Midos, Shabbos, Tefillin, and now Rashi, beginning of Acher Mos, points out that the Torah is telling us that mitzvah and of tochacha in Parshas Kedoshim, and understanding that it's a mitzvah of seeking someone else's good. Point that, hey, don't get involved in that scam. Don't risk your bank account. Hey, don't do that aveira. Don't risk your alma. I care about you. That mitzvah tochacha and that perspective of tochacha, it's not only a tzivu in Kedoshim, it's modeled at the beginning of Acher Mos. We get to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron, you really got to be careful. There are these really important dinim about Avos Yom Kippurim, and I want you to understand how critical it is that you keep these. Hashem, that's what Rashi says. Hashem didn't just say, here are the rules, you got to follow them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained, here's why. Here's why. If you don't follow these mitzvahs, Rachman al Son, you're going to be at risk. You're going to Kodesh HaKadosh, and that's a dangerous place to be if you're not taking the right precautions. So please, don't end up the way, don't Rachman al Son end up the way Nadav and Avihu did. Follow all the dinim of Avos Yom Kippurim so you can stay safe. So Kodesh Baruch was actually modeling for us, giving Tochacha in this thoughtful, caring, Bein Adam LaChavero centered way. And this sort of seeking to take care of others, that's the mitzvah of Tochacha. And when we do that, when we sort of reframe, neither to shy away from Tochacha, nor to be self-righteous about it, but to actually seek someone else's good, and to figure out how I can, again, as we said before, effectively bring someone around, whether it's to make sure he doesn't fall into financial ruin or into spiritual ruin. When I can communicate with people in that way and seek their good and help them effectively in that way, it's a mitzvah of tochacha and it's a v'halach t'bedracha where we're taking care of others. One of the ways we're taking care of others in one of the ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of others as well. So it's a different perspective on tochacha, and it's perhaps a new insight into the opening of Avos Yom Kippurim in a way that's relevant for Kohanim and Yisraelim alike. Rabbi Osei, thank you so much for calling in.